Praise the Lord. You know, I'm so grateful that it's not me standing here saying this, but all through the service, it's like the Holy Spirit's been saying. The Father said, I will leave you a comforter, a counselor, one that would come alongside. But I'm a thorough gentleman, and I will not invade your space. But I so long to be a part of your life in those struggles, in those times when you say, like little children, I do it myself. The Holy Spirit would say, I want to be there. I want to do it with you. I don't like seeing you struggle. I don't like the enemy coming in like he does and overtaking what is rightfully my place. But I desire that you would invite me in. I am a gentleman. I won't come in unless you invite me. So tonight, if there's any of you here that haven't invited me in, then please invite me in. I am your comforter. I am your counselor. You don't have to do anything on your own. Hallelujah.
There's that verse that says he stands at the door and knocks. Imagine just right now about the heart of God. We know that God's love, that his heart was full of love, that he sent his own son to this planet. He gave everything for us. We know a bit about sacrifice as human beings, but all I can understand is that this God, he just went way, way above my understanding of love. And here he is, it says that he stands at the door and knocks. Imagine his heart for humanity as they constantly lock that door, as they turn their back and walk away, as I turn my back and walk away. Here he is. He's such a lover that he will never force himself on anyone. And he is constantly standing at the door of our heart and knocking. Would you be people tonight that would open the door? Let him in. Let him into those secret places. So good, so good. Awesome. Grab a seat. Welcome tonight. We're going to have an awesome night. And I'm just so excited to be part of nights like tonight where we come around people who are saying, I want to be a follower of Jesus, who are declaring that Jesus is not only Savior, but He's Lord. Yeah? And I wish we could do these nights every Sunday night, but practically we can't. And sometimes, I think I said to Josh, whenever I'm involved in these and even getting some thoughts around what to share at a water baptism service, I'm envious to jump in the tub. I'm envious to do it again because it means so much more to me now than it did. And maybe I should just get my chinos wet. But isn't this exciting that we can dedicate a whole service to celebrating people that have said, I want to be a follower of Jesus? And I think it's awesome. This is not something that we do on a Thursday night. This is not something we do in the corner in the dark. As you can see, we've got the lights on it. This is not something we do in secret. But this is something that we celebrate at Hope Point Church that says we're going to celebrate people that want to put their hand up and say, I just don't want to just make a decision to God in my heart, but I want to make a public declaration that I'm a follower of Jesus. Who's excited about that? Who can say an amen, a high five, say something? Isn't it awesome? You know, going into the waters of baptism is a vulnerable thing. We get our hair wet. We get wet. It's a vulnerable place to be in front of people is being submerged in water. We're trusting that Josh and Jared are good guys and they're not going to hold you indefinitely under the water. But it's a vulnerable place to be. It's a vulnerable place. It takes courage to say, I want to be a follower of Jesus. And for that reason, we never force anybody into the tank. And I was talking to a heap of guys at youth, and we had this long dialogue with a certain guy, and we both came to the conclusion that he just wasn't ready. Because it's something we take serious is when someone says, I want to be a follower of Jesus. I've just got a few thoughts here before we get on with the proceedings, which is awesome. By the way, who enjoyed that worship tonight? Wasn't that great? I just only briefly want to share a few thoughts. And I believe that not only will it be significant and meaningful for the people getting baptized, but it's going to impact all our lives. Because let's just not come and be spectators tonight, even though physically you might not get wet, but let's allow this whole experience of baptism to change our life even tonight. Even if we've done it before, maybe we haven't yet done it yet, but let's let something of it impact our life. First of all, I want to talk a little bit about what is baptism. And we understand that the root word is bapto, which means to dip, which means to submerge. And look, this word was quite common for the people, the Greek people in that day, when they would literally grab a cloth and submerge it in a bowl, in a jar of dye. And this whole word baptize, bapto, actually meant to dip, to emerge, to bring change to the element, the material, the cloth, whatever it was that it was being submerged into. And here we have this awesome opportunity. People willingly can say, I want to be baptized. I want to be fully submerged in water as I follow Jesus in doing this. Just quickly, what is the purpose of baptism? I just want to share one of these things, and it's awesome with baptism. We can dig as deep and theologically as we want, or we can just keep it really simple, which I love to do. And I love when I come back to the Word of God, because the purpose of baptism is in obedience. There might be elements of this that you don't understand. There might be elements of this that you understand really well, but at the end of the day, we're being obedient to the command of God and what Jesus said in Matthew. It says in Matthew 28:19, it says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So if you're like me and you just like to keep things really simple, that's fine. Let's just simply be obedient to God and follow Him in these waters of baptism. I love this here, that baptism is an act of covenant. Baptism is never meant to be just a symbolistic thing. It was meant to be so much more than that. It's a covenant between us and God. It's interesting that this word covenant, it describes something that you could accept or you could reject, but you cannot change. You cannot negotiate. Sometimes we view this whole relationship with God as something we can negotiate. Like if I was going to buy Dan's car and I negotiate the price and I negotiate the specifications and all this about it, but the good news of the gospel cannot be negotiated. The authentic good news of the gospel has to either be accepted or rejected. And the gospel, baptism is such a huge part of that. It's in obedience that we come, and for followers of Jesus, for those who have said, I want to be a follower of Jesus, we follow Him in the waters of baptism. I love the example of marriage that it shows us in this, is that a marriage ceremony is an act of covenant. It's interesting that two people can come and they can love each other with desires, but yet somehow that marriage ceremony makes this inward desire legal with this outward expression of covenant. And it's awesome because here tonight we have people that have said, there's something inside of me that's changed, but I'm not just going to leave it there. I'm going to let there be an outward expression of what God has done and is doing in my life. Isn't that good? So good, so good. Thirdly, or if it makes you feel any better, fourthly or fifthly, baptism is an identification with Christ. We're identifying with Christ in His death, in His burial, and in His resurrection. We're identifying in Christ that just as He died on the cross, we die to our own life. Just as He was buried, we put off our old sinful nature. Just as He was resurrected, we now are resurrected into a new life. Isn't that good news? I just want to read from Romans 6, verse 3 to 4, just before we move on. It says, "Or have you forgotten that all of us were immersed into union with Jesus, the Anointed One, and immersed into union with His death? Sharing in His death by our baptism means that we were co-buried and entombed with Him, so that when the Father's glory raised Christ from the dead, we were also raised with Him. We have been co-resurrected with Him so that we could be empowered to express an entirely new life." How good is that? We are empowered by Him to express a brand new life. This is something more than just a symbolic act. These are people that have said, "I'm going to be a follower of Jesus." And by following Jesus into the waters of baptism, they're being joined, supernaturally being joined. That's what Romans says. That's what Paul says, is being joined with Christ. A few months ago, I heard a fascinating story that happened hundreds of years ago, and it sort of stuck with me. And that was this story about when knights went on crusades. They would be fighting for the church, and of course they had to be baptized. As these soldiers, these knights, went down into the waters of baptism, it was recorded that as they went down, they would hold their sword out of the water. As they went down into the waters to be baptized, their arm and their sword would be held out of the water as the rest of their body was submerged. And for us here that are Christians, for us here that are coming even just to witness this awesome event, let me encourage you tonight. That going down into the waters of baptism was never meant to be a one-off event. It was never something that we were meant to turn our backs on and move off into the distant sunset, but it was something that was meant to remind us always about our life of surrender before God. Maybe you're here tonight, and I want to encourage you. Maybe you've done this before, but Maybe there's something in your hand that you're holding outside the water of baptism. You see, what these crusaders were saying was that we're going to be baptized, but I retain the right to use my sword for whatever purposes I desire. I can kill, I can destroy, I can cause pain, but I retain the right for my hand in this sword to do whatever I want with. Maybe you're here and there's an element of your life that you've held out of the water. And I think it's awesome as we come around a night of celebration like this that we stop and we reflect. Maybe even at the time when you got baptized, things have now changed. And you've allowed things to come into your life that you're saying to God, hang on, I'm happy to surrender my life, but there's this certain part that I want to reserve the right to do with whatever I want. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's your anger. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe there's something in your life that you're reserving the right to do with whatever you want. And the encouragement and the challenge tonight is, not only as we come and we observe and we witness this awesome thing of people being baptized, but we take and reflect on our own lives and say, are we 100% surrendered to God? Because remember back at the beginning, we either have to accept the authentic gospel or we have to reject it. We can't grab the gospel and say, well, that's good, but I'll take that bit out, I'll add that bit in, I'll follow that. You can follow that, it just means you won't be following Jesus. Let's be those people that, unlike the knights, we allow Jesus to invade every part of us. Let's be those that encourage each other of us round about and say, come on, we can do this. Let God take over your life tonight. I'm just going to invite Jed and Josh, if you would come now, and they're going to take over.
Thanks, Ben. We've got two people being baptized tonight. A father and a daughter. How wonderful is that, eh? Isn't that wonderful? And wasn't there such a great presence of the Lord here tonight? Anyone else feel that? Really special. It made me think of this verse I'd just like to share, just to back up what Ben was saying. I'm not surprised there's such a great presence here tonight. Just like to read you about when Jesus got baptized. You know, John said to him when he came to be baptized, he says, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? And Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. But Jesus himself got baptized because he thought it was so important. It mattered to him. But this is the part that touched me. It says, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. And I don't know of too many events in Scripture where the whole Trinity turns up. You know, heaven was open. Jesus was there. The Holy Spirit came down like a dove. And God the Father spoke, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And they were all there to celebrate. And we're all here tonight to celebrate two lives that are wanting to declare before us that they're following Jesus. And they're wanting to follow him, as Ben said, in a covenant relationship, and declare that before men, they want to follow him and they want to obey him. And we'd just like to invite you guys to come out, and we're going to baptize you tonight. You jump in, Ross. And Ross, I just want to face everyone, Ross. We just want to say that on that verse, Ross, God is well pleased with you tonight. This pleases God. And I just felt he's so pleased with you tonight. You're making this step for him. And we just invite you to say something, Ross.
This feels like home every time.